friend of mine as the chief psychologist at Bellevue. And oftentimes I've talked to people in seminars about how it's really valuable in life, not just to talk about another experience, but to go have it, to expose yourself to things, both positive and negative, that'll help you to appreciate your life more. And he decided to take some of his key psychologists and psychiatrists down to the morgue to have an experience, an associated experience of what death is like, so maybe they'd appreciate life a little more. And I'll tell you what, he took me on the same trip, and I will never forget it. I remember going in the hospital, and as we were going down the elevator to go into the basement, I remember looking around at some of these people that looked so sickly, and they looked so horrible, and I felt really bad for them. And after going to the morgue and having them open drawer after drawer and experiencing death in a different way than just how I think about it, like graduation, like moving on to what I believe may be a better experience. And many people believe what I believe in that area. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But the point is this. When I stood there with these persons' bodies right there, I realized I'm more than my body. Because you know what? They weighed the same, but there was no experience of a human being there. It was unbelievable. And I looked at one gentleman, he opened the drawer, and the man was my age. He was full of bullet holes. It was an unbelievable experience. He told me not to talk while I was down there, to just experience whatever I felt. And we talk about it later on. He wanted me not to blow off steam by talking or distracting myself. It impacted me emotionally. And I could tell you a lot about it, but in the moment I have left with you, I just tell you this. When I got back on the elevator, I looked at some of those same sickly people, and I realized they don't have any problems. I looked at some of those people who looked terrible, and all of a sudden they looked young and healthy by contrast. I looked at my own life and realized I don't have any problems, and neither do you. You think you got problems? Remember, problems are a sign of life. If you don't have any problems, that's the only real problem I know of. If you got problems, you're healthy. Your key is utilize them, take advantage of them in so many ways as we've talked about, and realize how lucky you are to have this thing called problems. If you're not in the morgue, if you got your family, if you got your friends, if you have any portion of your health, if you can open your eyes in a free world and not worried about a soldier walking in telling you what to do, then obviously you don't have any problems. Might be good for us to remember. Here in America, we oftentimes lose perspective. It's real useful to realize how lucky we really are. And our final point, point 11, is real simple. Don't just solve problems. Take pride in solving them. Take pride in the result that problems create. Stop every now and then and take a look at something that once was a problem and now has shaped you for the better. Look at what you've done in your life. Look at the things you've solved and give yourself credit for who you've become as a person. Just remember, in the end, what you get in your life is not going to make you happy anyway. Who you become as a human being is the ultimate gift or the ultimate pain. If we utilize our problems effectively, we can become the kind of person that we're proud of. And when we come to the end of our life, we won't say, gosh, I wish I woulda or I shoulda. We won't feel like we only live 1/10 of our life. We'll stand tall and know that we live life fully, that we took these things we call problems and turned them into opportunities, and that we took this experience, this gift we call our lives, and we made it an adventure that we'll never forget.